I was a little bit taken off guard right after the last meeting. Greg asked me to just mention a couple of things, so I will try to do that. First of all, we want to thank the Lord for the saints of God who pray. Just to mention the work in Corona, most of you probably know, Corona is known by those around us as an outreach assembly. I'm not sure what that means, but that's what they call us. So we've adopted that. At first I thought, is that a criticism? But then I said, well, let's just adopt it and use it. And so thank God for it.
That's how the word Christian is first.
Absolutely. So anyway, we thank the Lord for it. And we are an outreach assembly. We're reaching out into our community. We thank the Lord for opportunities that he gives. And I would just say that the work of Corona Bible Chapel is a teamwork. There's no one person. It takes all. And it's a wonderful thing to work together with your brothers and sisters for the cause of Christ. And if we put our hands to the plow, we'd have less opportunity and less desire to put them on one another. And so when we're doing the work of the Lord, we get busy and we get occupied with doing things for his glory. So with that, in Corona, we have a children's work, as many assemblies do. It's at the present moment, it's small, but it's consistent. And what often happens is the children's work, the Good News Club, we call it, after a period of time, these children end up coming to Sunday school. They come to Vacation Bible School, which is in June, third week of June, so pray for us. And then after the third week of June is over, they end up coming. And typically what has happened over the last 4 or 5 years is that because of Vacation Bible School, we've actually gotten families to start coming to our family hour. And we don't have, now this is interesting, we are an outreach assembly, but we don't have a gospel meeting. We don't have a gospel meeting. And our Sunday school is our gospel meeting. And we bring children to our Sunday school. We bring the families. We have an adult Bible class that we gear toward the visitors. And we work with them. We have outlines that we do. Those outlines have become books. I understand that Brother Al has Building Blocks, which was a 5-year Bible study that we did in Family Hour, that has now is being used across the country in different assemblies. We also have the same type of Bible study on the book of Romans and also on Corinthians. Galatians is being worked on presently. After we're done with Galatians, we're going to be working on the subject of worship. And what we've done with that is we began in Genesis, and we're going to go right through the Bible as to different places in Scripture where worship is taken up. And this is to meet some very specific needs locally, and that's where I would encourage all of us, when we think about working in our home assembly and building it up, to sit down with your brethren and say, what are our needs? What's the mission focus ought to be here locally? And that's what we've done as an assembly. We have our mission statement. We have a mission focus. We have our goals that go along with that. And the mission statement, the mission focus is long-term. The goals are how to get there. And so we've done this. One of those goals that we have some long-term visions that I'd like you to pray about. One of those long-term visions, is that we would have an all-purpose building. I guess that's code word for a gym, but it just sounds better to say all-purpose room. And we have currently, in working that direction, we've been after the house next door to our property. We've been after that I've lived there for 12 years. So we've been after it for about 12 years. And they wouldn't sell, and they wouldn't sell. And we kept going after them. And finally, the last time we went after them, I said to some of the brethren, I said, let's just stop asking them. Let's just start praying. I think if we ask the Lord, he'll give it to us. Let's just pray. Less than a month later, the man comes across the hall, across the yard, and he says, you guys still interested in that house? Which house? My house. Why? Well, I'd like to sell it, and I'd like to give it to you guys. We're looking at another house. Yeah, I think we might be interested. We've bought the house. We've purchased the house. It comes with the land right behind it. We really wanted the land. We didn't want the house. We wanted the land behind it. The Lord gave it to us. Now another house is opening up, and another brother has an idea that we should be buying that one too. I don't know about that. But anyway, the point being, brethren, is we have a vision. The Lord will fulfill it. And I don't know if we'll ever get the building up that we want, because it might not be the Lord's will. But we're waiting on the Lord, we're moving forward, and we're taking one step at a time. So pray for that building project. We have purchased the land. Somebody is presently living in the house, giving a donation for it monthly to help pay the rent. And so we appreciate your prayer. The assembly has been growing over the past, we've had two new families in the past year. One of them is just growing leaps and bounds, and it's so thrilling to see. So just mention very quickly, we are involved personally. We started a few years ago, we started a new ministry online called Anchors for Life. You can go to anchorsforlife.org, I think it is, or you can type in Tim Hadley, type in Anchors for Life, it'll get you there too. And this is an online ministry that reaches around the world. A year and a half ago, we had a fellow write me and sent me an email, and he was from Saudi Arabia. I've never been to Saudi Arabia. I could never reach anybody in Saudi Arabia. And this man told us in the email that he accepted Christ as his Savior because of something on the blog. I just wept. You know, our young people are on email. I mean, our young people are on the internet. And all you young people know that this is a wide open field. And we have people, we put things up there, and we have people that contact us, and we send them out materials and things. So pray for that aspect. We were involved lately. We're doing a lot of shepherding in our local area. And lately, we've been involved with quite a bit of biblical counseling, and we appreciate help with that. We're counseling marrieds. We're counseling those that have lost loved ones, and we just appreciate your help. We're also connected with MIF, Brother Gordon Bennett, Brother Steve Campbell, and myself, and John Stasel. We, underneath the leadership of Brother Gordon, we are involved in working together with Mission in Focus, MIF, and it would be great. I echo what Brian said. It would be great to see a whole lot more young people there this year. And so we're involved in that. This year's theme is Shepherd Care. It's lacking, and that's our theme. And we are also involved in the young adults at the Eastern Bible Conference. Steve Campbell, myself, Mark Harris, and Sam Headley work together with the young adults at the Eastern Bible Conference. And we also work at camp, Mountain View Bible Camp. My wife and I, along with Jesse Baptiste and his wife Lisa, we direct junior camp every year. Last year we had the privilege of having some of the folks from Wausau with us. And we'd love to have you again. We'd love to have others. So that's just a small hint. I think that's everything I wrote down. Oh, we also have home Bible studies that we do in our home throughout the year with the youth group. We have, the Lord's given me the opportunity for the last, I think, 8-9 years to coach basketball with our homeschool team. And we've used that as an opportunity to serve him. And the result is a lot of the kids come to the Bible studies. A lot of kids come to the youth group work. And it's a great opportunity. My assistant coach has recently, in the last year, they start coming to the meeting, and they break bread. He breaks bread with us at present. And so we would appreciate prayer in all these little areas. Every area, if we turn it over to the Lord, if we surrender every area of our life to Him, He can use for His glory. So we appreciate, Shelley and I appreciate your prayers.